Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
My Great Aunt's Grace.
Hello, Jimmy. It's me. I'm late.
No, I'll feed. The bank will be open for hours yet.
Oh, good. I'll sit down and wait. Bank? There's no bank here.
Oh, yes, there is. Jim's piggy bank. And it's had nothing to eat for weeks. Recitation. Spring has arrived and summer's nearly come, so please put some money in old Porky's tum.
See, when you've finished, I've not come to see you. I've come to see your Susan.
Oh, I'm talking about pigs, reminded you.
Yeah, don't call Susan a pig. She rang me up on the phone.
Oh, what did she grunt?
Somebody that's a relative. And I never knew you and Susan had a great aunt called Lily. See, you're asking for it. Go and tell your Porky, I mean, Susan, I mean. Where is she?
Upstairs in a sty.
Well, fetch her down there. See, I'll give you such a smack.
I'll do the smacking, Alfie. I thought you were supposed to be tidying up the front room, you mischief, you. When your great aunt Lily arrives, I don't want this place looking like a junk shop that's been struck by lightning. Now get back in that front room and don't come out again till you've finished tidying up.
Right, Mum.
He's going to be trouble today. I can feel it in my bones.
Ah, perhaps he's just excited because his auntie's coming home. Great she is. Jabal, I don't mean great fat. I mean great auntie.
Yes, I know what you mean, Alfie. Mind, the last photo we had from her, she had put on a bit of weight. And it's not surprising the job she's been doing.
What's that?
Stewardess on a cruise liner. Oh, they get really good meals on board, and then there's the trips ashore and all that foreign food. As she says in a letter, that's why she's retiring. She was getting broader and the gangways were getting narrower. It was only a question of time before she got stuck in one.
Hey, she sounds a funny woman. Yeah, Susan said she was your auntie, really. No, not auntie, really. I mean, there's no such name. You're Auntie Lily. And she called him Mrs. Somebody. Is she married?
She's called Mrs. Arnold. Her husband's the purser on the same boat. He's got a few more years to do yet, so they bought a house near here, and she's retiring first to get the home set up for the two of them.
Oh, so she's calling here because she doesn't know where the house is. Not doesn't know where your house is. If she did, she couldn't call.
The house isn't ready for her to live in yet.
After you, Susan, my dear.
Thanks, Grandad. Well, it's all fixed, Mother. Mr. Higginbottom's calling to pick me up in his taxi to go to the station and meet Auntie Lily.
Aye, he'll be here in half an hour, Pat.
Oh, that means she'll be here within the hour. Oh, and here's me with tidying up to do, and I've got to go up and get changed yet. Oh,
well, could help you, Mrs. Clitheroe. Huh? Not to get changed. I could shut my eyes and hand you things if you... Hello, Susan.
Cab, good condition. Only one previous owner, Ben Hur Higginbottom.
Oh, for one squeeze of that windpipe. Just one.
Hey, Mr. Higginbottom, if you did sell your taxi, how much would you hope to get for it?
Oh, just enough to pay for the court case.
What court case?
The one where I'm had up for beating the living daylights out of you.
Something's upset you, haven't it?
Yes. Something in a schoolboy's cap and blazer and a cheeky grin on his ugly young mug.
All right. So your Aussie upset you. What did he do?
His father will do time if you don't shut up.
Right, here I am, Mr. Higginbottom.
Oh, thank God. I mean, good.
Right, we're all ready. Let's be off to the station.
Just a minute, you. You're not riding in my cab.
Who? Me?
Yes, you.
Who says so?
Me.
You?
Yes, me. She's the only one that's riding in this cab.
Who? Scraggy neck?
Yeah. Oh, Susan. Susan, if only this was India. Then we could send your brother up a rope and make him disappear.
I couldn't agree more. Listen, brother dear. You are not going to the station in this taxi, and that's final. We'd better hurry, Mr. Higginbottom, or we'll be late.
Right. Anything to get away from him.
Susan, you forgot your scarf and never kissed yet. I'll stop here with Jimmy and wait for you.
You want a bet?
Oh, dear. What did he say?
Nothing. I'll tell you on the bike. When we're on our way.
Oh, well, don't think I shall forget. When we get on that bike and set off, I'll want to know where are we going.
Ah. To collect a ticket.
Oh. A ticket? Well, what about that ticket?
At the station. They're raffling a platform.
Oh, a platform ticket. for a platform. Oh, what the thumping heck am I talking about?
Where's all this luggage you've got?
I said to Percy when I left the ship, I said, I'll bet I get a few pleasant surprises when I see them all again.
The luggage, missing.
The luggage is over there. Oh, you're looking well, love. How's your mum and your granddad?
Oh, they're fine.
And how's my little darling himself, my little Jimmy?
Oh, him. I'm afraid he's just as big a nuisance as ever.
Take no notice of her, Auntie Lily. Oh. It's all lies. Get the truth from honest Jim.
Oh, here he is. And how are you, Jimmy?
Oh, smashing, Auntie Lily. How's yourself?
Fit as a fiddle. With just one or two strings busted, you know. I wasn't expecting you. What brought you here?
A twit on a motorbike.
That will do. What are you doing here? I told you not to come.
You said I hadn't to come in Mr. Higginbottom's taxi. You said nothing at all about Alfie's bike.
The man said, don't put your bike there. It's my left luggage office. There's a park out round the back. There's a car park round the back. No, not round the back of my office. Round the back of the station, you daft looking. You be, hello, I'm Alfie.
Yes, well, you've got to be something, haven't you?
Pardon?
I stuck your luggage in the cab, missus. Let's get moving.
Right, open the door, Mr. Taxi-man. Move the hens over while I get in.
Oh, it's more than flesh and blood can stand. Clitheroe, or you're not riding in this cab.
Oh, yes, he is. He's riding with me.
He's not, you know.
Oh, isn't he? Jimmy, go and fetch a policeman.
Policeman?
Yes, you know, Mr. Higginbottom. They have blue uniforms and big feet. One nabbed you for charging a passenger £1 too much.
Shut up. Look, missus, do we have to take him with us?
Yes, if you don't want reporting for refusing a fare. In you get, Susan. Come on, Jimmy.
Right, Auntie Lily.
Thanks, Auntie. Cheerio, Alfie.
Cheerio, Jim. Wait a minute. You're not going in the taxi, are you?
Yes.
But what about me and me back?
Oh, there isn't room for both of you. Tell you what, Alfie, we'll take your bike and you can walk.
Oh, well, all right, go on. Just one more cup. I don't have to be round at the hotel yet.
Hotel? What hotel?
Oh, I haven't told you yet, have I? Percy rang this hotel from the ship and got me booked in for the night. It's, called the Grosvenor, City Road.
The Grosvenor? That'll cost you £1 or £2.
Yes, £3.50, bed and breakfast to be exact.
Look, Lily, we're not going to have you paying through the nose at some fancy hotel.
Of course not, Auntie Lily. Look, you're going to stay here with us for a few days, if you like, till the house is ready.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, it's very kind of you, but, well, for a start, I didn't know you had a spare room.
Oh, we can soon fix that, Auntie Lily. The weather's nice and warm just now. Our Susan can sleep in the coal house.
What was that about our Susan?
Take no notice, Susan. Come in, Alfie. We're just having some tea.
Oh, thanks, Miss Clitheroe. I've seen to your luggage, Mrs.
Arnold.
I've seen to your luggage, Arnold. Mrs. Tulip. Daffodil.
Lily Gump.
Mrs. Lily Gump. I've put it in the hall.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Hall.
No, 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 not at all. That ain't all.
Shut up. She's not going to any hotel.
Oh, but I thought we were going to find her one.
Well, I've already got a room booked at the Grosvenor. You see, but your mother and granddad wanted me to stay here.
Yeah, and they're dead right. And as for the room, Auntie Lily, don't worry about all Susan's. Be my guest. Have my room.
Yours? Well, now, that's very kind of you, Jimmy.
Oh, not at all. Any enemy of our Susan's is a friend of mine.
That'll do. Look, Auntie, you're very welcome here. You know that. You can have Jimmy's room like he says, and he can sleep in his granddad's room.
Well, you're all very kind, Pat, and I'd love to stay. The trouble is, I'll still have to pay for the hotel room. They were quite definite about that.
Oh, were they? Well, I'll go and have a few words on the phone with the manager. Leave this to me.
Oh, thanks, Peter. Now, Pat, I don't want to put Jimmy out. You say he can sleep with his granddad.
No, he can't sleep with his granddad. But he'll lie awake all night with his granddad. Listening to the snoring. Oh, you should hear him. He sounds like a sawmill on nights.
You behave yourself, my lad.
Oh, Pat, there's no need to shout at him. He's been very kind offering me his room like that.
It's a pleasure, Auntie Lily. There's plenty of places where I can sleep. Hey, Alfie?
Yeah, not sleeping at our place. There was enough trouble last time. I told you about it, didn't I, Susan?
Yes. Our Jimmy slept there just one night, and the result was a broken glass jug of his mother being drenched to the skin in her nightie and complaints from the neighbors.
Well, I thought it was a burglar, I heard. Anyway, cured Alfie's dad of going for a drink of water in the middle of the night. Mind, it was funny when the neighbors heard what Alfie's mum shouted to his dad after the accident with the water jug.
What did she shout, Jimmy?
You great big fool! You've wet the bed!
Well, I must say that's marvelous, Pat.
What's that, Father?
That hotel. They say Lily'll still have to pay for the room. They won't let her cancel it.
Oh, dear. Well, now I don't know what to do.
Do nothing, Auntie Lily. Alfie and me'll sort this out.
You and me?
That's right. Your bite and my brain. Come on. We're going to see a man about a room.
That's it over there, Jimmy, where it says receptionist. That's the man we talk to.
That's the man I talk to, you mean. You just agree with what I say.
All right. It's a posh hotel, isn't it?
Yeah, this carpet's nearly as thick as you.
Yes, it is.
Good afternoon, Mr. Receptionist.
Good afternoon, Sonny. Good afternoon, sir.
Huh? Good afternoon, sir.
Can I help you, sir?
Not unless you're a brain doctor. Or a very good vet.
I beg your pardon.
You can help me. We've booked a room here. Well, not me, my mum.
Your mother, I mean?
Yeah.
I see. And who are you?
I'm a son.
Yes, I realize that, but what's your name?
Jimmy Cliff. It's the same as hers.
Naturally. I mean, what do you call your mother?
I call her mum.
Now, sir, perhaps you would explain.
Huh? Oh, yes. What do you want me to explain?
He's my brother. Hi, Alfie.
What? Oh, I see. Yes. Hi, Miss Brother Alfie.
Well, perhaps you would tell me your mother's name.
Oh, yes, it's Mrs. All. Who, my lad?
Arnold, she phoned you this morning.
Well, I've only just come on duty, but if she phoned for a room, it will be in the book. I'll just... wait a minute. Is it Paul or Arnold?
It's Arnold. You see, she was married twice, wasn't she, brother? Brother!
Down my leg! Oh, dear, baby. Yes, that's right, yes. If she was married twice, so we're brothers, but we have different mothers. The fathers, I mean, so... I'm called Alfie Hall, and he's Jimmy Clitheroe. Get off.
Clitheroe?
That's my second name. Jimmy Clitheroe Arnold.
I see. Well, just a moment. Mrs. Arnold, one single room. Yes, she's booked it all right.
Yes, well, my mum said we have to make sure you'd given her a very big bed.
You mean she wanted a double bed?
Well, it's for five of us.
Five?
Yes, me mum, me, Alfie, and me two sisters.
The whole family sleep in one bed.
Oh, no, the baby has a cot.
Can't all share one room?
Oh, we'll manage. If the bed's too small, Alfie can sleep on the floor with the dog.
The dog? We don't have any dogs in this hotel.
Oh, good. Well, she won't fight them then. Because she doesn't mind our dog, but she hates strange ones.
Who does?
Blackie, our cat.
You have a cat as well.
And two white mice, but they're in a cage.
Get out! Get out!
You won't?
Look, my lad, you can tell your mother to take her travelling menagerie somewhere else. This is a first-class hotel, not Bellevue Zoo. They're off.
Oh, Jimmy, I don't know how you do it. You're a little genius.
He's a little monkey.
Well, you're me mother.
All right.
Well, anyway, son, you've saved me £3.50. So the least I can do is give you the odd 50 pence. Pop my back over.
I don't like taking money off you, Auntie Lily. Here's your bite.
Well, for once we agree, son. I don't like you taking money off Auntie Lily either.
You what?
He gets quite enough money, Auntie Lily. I don't want you to give him 50 pence and spoil him.
But Patty deserves something for helping me.
Yes, ma'am. Couldn't she just give me 25 pence and half spoil me?
No, you're not getting any money.
10 pence?
I told you.
Well, would it be all right if she bought a nice lolly and gave me a lick?
I didn't know you were in the house, Jimmy.
Yes, Auntie. I've just been getting a comic from the front room. Or the lounge, as Scragginette calls it.
I thought you were in the garden playing cricket with Ozzy.
I was, but do you think you could forget it? Especially if me grandad comes in here.
Why? What's wrong?
Well, Ozzy and me were playing French cricket.
What's that?
Well, where you hold the bat up in front of you, and the other one has to try and hit you with the ball.
Oh, yes, I know.
Well, when we were playing, Ozzy cracked a pane of glass in me grandad's greenhouse with the ball.
You mean when he threw the ball at you?
No, when I threw the ball at him, and he ducked.
Oh, dear. And your grandad will be cross.
Yes, if he sees it, Bonnie Prince Charlie might turn very ugly.
Now, is it very bad?
No, it's only crack one pane. It's not very big. Come to think of it, he probably won't notice it at all.
Jimmy, where are you, young little imp? Jimmy!
Mind, I could be wrong.
Ah, so you're here, are you?
Hello, Grandad. Say hello to me, Auntie Lily.
Hello there, Auntie Lily. Shut up, will you? Have you been playing with a ball in my garden, or was it your bow and arrows?
Do you mean me or me Auntie Lily?
You try to be clever with me, my lad. You've smashed up my greenhouse, you young hooligan.
Who, me? What makes you think it was me?
Well, who else goes around breaking other people's property?
Oh, dear, Peter, I've just thought. Now, I wonder if I could have done it.
What? You?
Yes. Now, mind, I don't remember doing it, but I suppose I could have.
Yes, Auntie could have done it with her bow and arrow.
No. But now, if I was throwing things at that black cat that keeps getting in the garden and chasing the birds, I mean, I'm a very bad thrower. I am sorry, Peter.
Oh, well, oh, that's all right, Lily. Accidents will happen, I suppose.
Of course, I'll pay for it to be repaired, Peter.
No, not at all. There's no need for that. It's not broken. It's only a wee crack.
Well, that's marvellous, isn't it? It's only a wee crack. When you thought I'd done it, it was, you've smashed up my greenhouse. You young hooligan.
Now, don't you be impudent, my lad.
I'm sorry, but I get blamed for everything.
All right, I apologize.
In that case, I forgive you.
I'll be getting back to my garden. I'll see you later, Lily.
Auntie Lily, you're as big a fibber as I am.
I didn't tell any fibs.
I didn't say I actually threw anything at the cat. I just said if I had, I might have been responsible. I didn't actually tell a lie.
You just gave the truth a bit of a bashing.
I didn't want you to be smacked for something you did accidentally. Anyway, I owed you a favor for what you've done for me, giving up your room and saving me that money at the hotel.
Well, I think you're smashing.
So are you. Anytime I can do anything for you, you've just to ask.
Mother, where's that little horror, my brother?
It sounds as if I might have to trouble you again, auntie.
The last time I saw Jimmy, he was in the garden. Well, now the garden's in the lounge. There's mud all over. Here you are, you little monster.
Well, if it isn't my lovely sister, Susan of Troy. The face that drowned a thousand kippers.
Your face is going to get smacked. And Grandad will do more than that when I tell him about you tramping all over the lounge in your muddy shoes after I spend an hour tidying it up.
And it'll take you and Alfie 5 minutes to untidy it once the wrestling match starts.
Don't you be cheeky now, Jimmy. You shouldn't say things like that.
It's true, Auntie Lily. The last time Alfie walked into that front room, she had him pinned to the couch in 15 seconds flat. One fall, one submission. They call her Micmac Manus in hot pants.
That does it. I'm going to get Grandad.
Oh, now, just a minute, Susan. Don't be hasty. I'd hate to see Jimmy blamed for something I did.
You, Auntie?
Yeah, well, I can't be certain, but I did go into the garden earlier on, and I have been in the lounge. And it is easy to forget to wipe one's feet, even though I know I should.
Oh, I see. But I thought Jimmy is.
Exactly. You thought Jimmy. You always think Jimmy's to blame. You didn't even ask whether I'd ever been in the front room.
Well, anyone can make a mistake, Jimmy. Oh, I'm sorry if I've made a mess of the place, Susan. And, of course, I'll go and clean it up at once.
Oh, no, there's no need for that, Auntie. It'll brush off. It's only a little bit of soil.
A little bit of soil? You were shouting I brought the garden in. I thought you were going to send for Dan Archer. To plant the carpet with mangle wurzel.
Oh, very funny. Well, I'll see you later, Auntie. I'm just going upstairs for change.
Just a minute, Susan. You've forgotten something.
What?
To apologize and wipe the egg off your face. Thanks, Auntie. I thought she had me there. I wish I could tell lies like you tell the truth.
Well, I was glad to help. But you shouldn't be cheeky to Susan, you know.
I'm sorry, Auntie, but she's always picking on me. Sisters are rotten. I don't know why my mum got her. Why couldn't she have just settled for me and the poodle?
Well, I'm rather busy, Alfie, so you'll just have to go in the living room and I'll tell Susan you're here. She's just a second gone upstairs to change.
No, I don't want to say Susan. Well, I do, but not now. Well, I want to see her, but not taking the dress off. When she is changing, I mean, I want to see Jimmy.
I'm not taking my dress off for you.
Yes, well, I'll tell Susan anyway. I'll see you later.
Don't be for me. No, not you, Mrs. Clint. Oh, she's gone.
Don't you say my mother's daft, or me Auntie Lily will bash you.
I didn't mean your mother were daft. I mean gone. Good. Gone. Not gone, Crackers. Just gone.
Well, who is Crackers, then?
I don't know. But, I mean, no one is.
Is that what the doctor told you?
Yes. No. Look, I haven't been to see a doctor.
Well, how are you going to get better?
I don't know. I don't want to. But there's nothing wrong with me.
Oh, good. Well, you could go and tell your mum not to worry. Ta-ra.
Ta-ra. Yeah, bye-bye, Auntie Lily. I'll see you when I call for Susan, Liz. You see, what am I doing? I've just come. Look, now, stop being funny. I've come to tell you you're going to get smacked.
What's the trouble, Alfie?
You can have a rest, Auntie. Leave this one to me. What's wrong with you, Alfie?
Miss Higginbottom.
Oh, that's a nasty complaint.
It's you that's got trouble with Higginbottom, and he's in a nasty temper. He told me when I bumped into him. Well, not him, his wheel. No, not his wheel. It's Tasky.
Alfie, what are you talking about?
About 90 words a minute. All rubbish.
Now, listen. He told me he'd deal with me when he came to bash you. Just after he told me to keep quiet about the Blums.
I know it's a daft question, but what Blums?
The Blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah, the barmaid from the Rose and Crown.
Bessie the barmaid from the Rose and Crown?
Yes, Bessie the barmaid from the Rose and Crown. When I said I'm sorry for bumping into you, Mrs. Higginbottom, she wasn't. No, sorry, she wasn't Mrs. Higginbottom. So he said he was just giving her a lift home, and if I opened my mouth, he'd put his boot in it.
But, Alfie, that's no reason to be cross with Jimmy. Well, not you cross, I mean Mr. Higginbottom. Oh, dear, you've got me doing it now.
Well, he said he'd bash, does he? Jimmy, not the Higginbottom, though he does, but not today. It was Jimmy, so he was going to bash him. Not Ozzy bashing Mr. Higginbottom.
Shut up!
Now, did you hit Ozzy, Jimmy?
Well, he asked for it. First he moved his head, and then he wouldn't pay for my granddad's greenhouse window. Then he tore his shirt and blamed me.
Now, how did he tear it?
He pulled away while I was holding him by the collar. So I'm completely innocent.
Anybody in?
Oh, Higginbottom.
Well, just go and explain how I'm innocent, Alfie, and give him the price of a pint.
I'm not going near that monster. I don't want a mouthful of foot.
Now, don't worry. Higginbottom's not going to hit anybody while I'm here. Come on to the door, Jimmy, and don't be frightened.
I'd sooner be frightened than stop here.
Now, don't be silly. I'll deal with him. Come on, and you, Alfie.
All right.
He's in a hurry.
Yes, well, he can smell fresh blood.
You're a bit impatient, aren't you, Mr. Higginbottom?
Oh, it's you, Missus. Well, I am impatient to get my hands on that little brat.
You can't talk to Alfie like that. That's a real thump, you. Come on, you, Alfie.
Yes, I shut up.
No, you're not going to hit anyone, Mr. Higginbottom. Unless you want to start with me.
Now, look, he belted our Ozzy and tore his shirt.
Well, that's no reason for you to belt him.
All right, his grandad can belt him. When I finish telling Pete what this little grandson of his has been.
Oh, we're telling tales now, are we? Well, two can play at that.
Yes, tell tales, tit, your tongue will split. And all the little rats will have a little bit.
It's dogs, not rats.
Not in Higginbottom's house, it isn't.
This blonde barmaid you drive around in your taxi, what does Mrs. Higginbottom think about it?
She doesn't know.
Oh, not yet. But she will do if we start telling tales.
Are you blackmailing old
Higgy? What are you doing here at this time of day?
I came to see that grandson of yours.
Would your wife be in just now, Mr. Higginbottom?
What do you want Jimmy for?
Well, I came to ask him if he wants to come and play with our Ozzy.
Well, Jimmy, now, isn't that nice?
So are you, Auntie. You're not just a great aunt, you're the greatest.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as the receptionist, and Rosalie Williams as Aunt Lily. The program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Some trouble this week. I only wish I could take her to school with me to blackmail our headmaster, Pete. And she's smashing at homework. I'm thinking of making her an honorary member of the Black Hand Gang. Now I know what they mean when they say, my sainted aunt. Ta-ra!